The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Avalon HR.
Now that everybody born in the 70s had a gold medallion around their neck when they came out of the womb.
I'll sell you one.
I bet. News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. I've got Avalon HR in the studio. Go to avalonhr.com right now for more information on what we're talking about. If you have a business and things are getting in the way of you doing your business, and I'm not talking about the bathroom here, I'm talking about your business, what you put your life, your blood, sweat, and tears into.
The thing that pays the bills.
The thing that puts food on the table. And you can't even get to that because you're so swamped with paperwork. Maybe the IRS is knocking on your door. You've got HR issues. You've got benefits packages to work out. You've got angry employees that aren't clocking in at the right time. I mean,
Go, Jake.
I'm telling
you, you're on a roll this
running morning. A business can be a pain. And there's no better pain reliever, I'm telling you, than Avalon HR. I've got Chip and Stacy in the studio this morning. Guys, how are y'all doing this morning?
Doing great. Thanks.
Yes.
Very well, thank you.
All right. And Stacy, you're recovering from carpal tunnel surgery right now?
I am.
They had you in and out. In and out in 30 minutes?
In and out in less than 30 minutes.
Wow.
I said they could have done this through a drive-through window for as quick and efficient as this procedure was. I could have could have just drove up, stuck my hand out, and drove off.
So. Right. I've waited less time at Chick-fil-A.
Absolutely.
Or more time at Chick-fil-A, I should say. Too bad. But it's worth it, right? You feel better?
Starting to.
Okay.
We got to get this lovely chunky bandage off, some stitches out, and I think I'll be back to good.
Right. Go to avalonhr.com. And what is the phone number there?
475-1555.
But please don't call right this moment. Our phones are down. So you're welcome to send us an email. You can email info@avalonhr, and it will get to the appropriate person. You're more than welcome to stop by 100 South Pace Boulevard and visit anyone at the office at any time to ask questions or just kind of see who we are and what we do. And we should have the phones fixed by a little bit later today, so please bear with us.
We have the phone gurus en route.
Yeah, they're on their way. We've done everything that we can possibly do, so now we've had to call in the professionals.
Dr. Phone.
Yes.
All right.
Those folks.
Well, you were talking over the break, Stacy, that this is not covered by workers' comp, the carpal tunnel issue, right?
Mine is not.
Yours is not.
The first thing he asked is what I did, and I told him that I was an HR director, and he said, so you type a lot? And I said, yes. And he said, this isn't caused by typing. He said, that's a common misconception. And I said, I know exactly what caused mine. I had a fall almost a year ago, and that triggered mine. And it's an injury that is more common in women, so I think that's what gets linked to the typing thing quite often.
It's your delicate little wrists.
It is your delicate little wrist, but mine is a fall. And the way we sleep, a lot of people, men and women included, bending the wrist up underneath you over time will compress that nerve. There's a sheath that goes around that nerve, and over time it just comes compressed, and that's what causes carpal tunnel. And as a matter of fact, the surgeon that I went to see will not even do surgery on someone coming in that says it's workers' comp because he feels so adamantly strongly that it is not. But, that's one thing Avalon will do. If you have a legitimate or not legitimate work comp claim, we will help vet that out for you. I've got one right now out of state that I'm and the thing is, the key is to let people talk and to know what you're listening for. They file a work comp claim with exactly 1 week left at the statute of time that they have to file. And then in the course of just conversation, taking the information, I do have this birth defect that has caused me problems in that area before. Oh, okay. And I just keep writing and
it's
immediately.
Important.
Yeah, it is very important. Because I have a condition in my back as well. And I've told everybody in the office, if I ever, you know, lose my mind enough and, you know, try to file a work comp claim on my back, just say no, because it is my personal medical issue. And aggravating that at your job doesn't necessarily make it their problem. There's a definite difference. You know, I use the example often, you know, here in the studio, there's tiles in the ceiling. This is a tile ceiling, right?
Right.
If I'm sitting here and the piece of tile falls and hits me in the head and my employer takes care of me, they take care of my medical bills, anything else that may have, you know, arose from this tile falling, then you should leave it alone, right? I've been taken care of. Everything's good. Now, on the traverse side of that, if you'd had somebody in that said for months or years even, hey, there's a problem with this ceiling. Like, you know, it's going to fall.
Right.
And you're just like, eh, we'll get to it. You know, somebody else comes in, you know, there's a problem with this ceiling. It, you know, this could be dangerous. And if the employer knew and ignored things and then it fell, that's a whole nother issue.
Okay.
So we help, we can really help vet that out. What, you know, was negligent versus what was an accident, although my husband swears there are no such things as an accident in this world. If it was, you know, negligence, if it was an accident, if it's fraud, and I hate to say that, but, you know, work comp fraud is rampant. It is so beyond prevalent. And, you know, there's a bunch of issues that tie into that now, especially with the medical marijuana laws that are changing. The government's getting ready to change the classification of marijuana, drop it down to a lesser schedule, to where it wouldn't be, you know, these felony offenses anymore for marijuana possession and things like that. And unfortunately, the work comp world and the state of Florida and several other states have not caught up with adapting their legislation to match. So anytime, you know, if you have a medical marijuana card in the state of Florida, it does not give you a pass for work comp.
It's not a hall pass at all.
Yeah.
Right.
So if you're driving a forklift and you, you know, kill somebody with it,
you're not off the hook.
If you're high. Okay.
You know, and the issue is, and I get it, you know, there's no way to prove that, you know, when Chip ran over the person with the forklift that he was impaired at that moment.
They could have been impaired 2 weeks ago.
Right.
Or so 30 days.
It's a very gray area, but, you know, that's one thing we can really do is we can, you don't have to navigate that gray. You don't have to have those conversations with the carrier and the employee.
And who's got time to run a business and then deal with all this? I mean, you just don't have time to do it. I mean, if you do, then your business probably isn't doing well because you're not really running your business. You're dealing with all these other issues.
Absolutely.
So that's why you need a PEO, and that's a professional employer organization, Avalon HR. Go to AvalonHR.com, and when they get their phones back up, you can call them at 475-1555.
Well, they may be up by now.
Okay. All right. So tell us, why do we, I mean, we've pretty much explained it. That's why you need a PEO. That's why you need somebody in your corner, especially if the IRS comes knocking. You guys are IRS certified, right?
We're one of the few that are. There's less than probably 40% of the PEOs in the United States that are ESAC and IRS certified.
Wow, less than half. Wow.
Yeah. And it's very stringent. We have to have audits that are just beyond audits.
Constant. It's constant.
It's just constantly being audited, because to have a certification from the IRS, they don't just give those out in a Cracker Jack box.
Right.
So we try to make sure that everything we do is perfect. And a lot of people strive to be good. We have to strive to be perfect.
Right.
So.
And the big word, I think, with Avalon is compliance, making sure that your business is compliant. There's a lot of things coming up here shortly. You know, we talked about this when Chip was out a couple of weeks ago. You know, the changes to the salary threshold, you know, who can be salary exempt versus salary non-exempt, the duties test, that salary baseline is increasing. Right now, still targeted for July the 1st. We're into June, and they haven't blocked it yet. So we're just moving forward with, you know, the anticipation that that's going to happen. There's something
tipped wages also.
Tipped wages, right? It's just
here's a good example, and I'll let Stacy explain it. But the tipped wages in Alabama are $2 and something.
$2.13 or $2.30 or something like that.
$2.13, I think.
Right.
Where the tipped wages in Florida are $8.98, soon to be going to $9.98. And then pretty soon it's going to be all the way up to, $15 is the,
15 for minimum wage.
Yeah.
And it'll end up, I think that ends up putting the tipped wage at like 978, 1078, yeah, somewhere around there.
But the disparity between like just Alabama and Florida is like $7-8 an hour.
Right. It's huge.
Wow.
And even between the two states, as close as we are together, the E-Verify laws, which are what establishes your identity to work in the United States, are very different. Alabama is an E-Verify state.
Wow.
Regardless.
Florida just passed it.
Well, for 25 or more, they're kind of graduating it in. Mm. So, you know, we're so close together, but just state to state, it's very different. You know, and if you've got employees that are crossing state lines to work.
Right.
Okay, they live in Alabama, but they're working in Florida. Are you withholding?
Which happens a lot here.
Are you withholding Alabama state taxes from them?
Right.
Or are you maybe not?
Yes.
Another big thing that's coming up that is a huge concern in my world is the Secure Act 2.0, which is set to go into effect the beginning of the year. And what that basically is, that's a mandatory 401k and 401k enrollment for all of your employees. If they do not take action to opt out, they will be auto-enrolled in your 401k plan at a 3% contribution. Now, here's the thing with 401k contributions, and I just had to have this discussion with somebody, and it's probably my least favorite. Once that money is taken from your check and traded to the 401k company, like, you know, you send them cash, they trade it for whatever's in your 401k portfolio, you cannot get it back. Mm. That money's gone. I mean, it is, congratulations, spent. You now have a 401k whether you wanted it or not.
Wow.
Whether that amount is $2 or $200. Okay? Mm. So we're trying to let everybody know, like any client that comes on board right now and signs up for a 401k automatically has that auto-enroll clause put in now. Well, it's a communication thing. You don't want to start off in June, July telling your employees one thing just to change it at the first of the year because people are going to miss it. It's right. hard enough to get information to people as it is in right. a best case scenario, and that's not it.
Yeah.
So we're, you know, those are the kind of things we keep a close eye on, and we try our best to let you know they're coming. Mm-hmm. Now, this Secure Act 2.0 is going to be huge. There's going to be, I don't know, countless, you know, not just in our world, our employees, but across the board. Because all of a sudden, people are going to get that first paycheck in January, and they're going to be missing money.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be like, hey, you know, where did this go? Why did you withhold from my 401k? Because you didn't take action to stop it.
A lot of these people are going to look, call us up and go,
I want my money back.
I want my money back. Mm-hmm. I didn't do this.
Yep.
Well, that's right. You didn't do it. But the government did it for you.
But you've got to stop it. So, right. you know, if you've got a 401k with any company, you know, not even Avalon, any company, please do a little bit of research on this. Ask your HR company or call your 401k provider and ask how this is going to affect you, you know, personally, because there's going to be a lot of people in for a very big surprise.
Yeah.
And like I said, and the bad thing is once that money is deducted and traded, it's gone. We can't just give it back.
And if you've already started a 401k by not opting out, then
you're going to need to opt out.
Yeah. So you recommend, even though it started one last month and you've got a little bit of money in there, just go ahead and cancel it?
Well, it depends on what you want to. I don't ever recommend anybody cancel a 401k.
Right.
You know, especially if you've got an employer match.
Mm-hmm.
That's free money, people.
Right.
That's, you know, at least contribute to the point where you're getting the maximum match because those are just free retirement dollars.
Yeah.
Take them. Mm-hmm. You know, take them. And, but if you don't want to participate, make sure you take the proper steps to keep this from happening to you. Sign into your portal or contact your HR administrator or your 401k provider and say, hey, I don't want to do this. You know, opt me out and just take the steps to make sure that you're not surprised by any deductions come the first of the year.
437-1620. You can call or text the show if you have any questions or comments. I've got Chip and Stacy in the studio. We also have Nadia, our research intern, ready to do any Google searches we might have.
Excellent dancer, great taste in music,
yes,
I will
definitely.
Say right off the bat.
Yep.
I do appreciate those traits in people.
And when she returns carts at the Walmart, she does a little pirouette. It's really nice. She does a little ballet move. But all the guys are gross and sweaty.
There was a thing this morning about whether or not people should or should not return carts.
That's what we were talking about. Yeah, it's been everybody's been talking about
why
it.
Why is that a debate?
Why was somebody sitting in their car talking about it?
Mm.
I don't get that stuff. But anyway. Yeah.
Well, one thing I've heard a lot about, talk about here too, and I'm totally for this, is moving away from gratuity.
Yes. Well, everywhere you go, there's a gratuity now. I mean, yeah. If you just, you know, if you go to the dry cleaners and drop your stuff off, there's a tip jar sitting there, and I'm going,
yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
I just paid you for this.
Yeah, I gave a homeless man $10 the other day over on 9 Mile, and he had a little swipe and said, hey, you want to add 10% as a tip? And I'm like, what?
Absolutely not.
I don't think so.
The thing with, well, okay, speaking of tips, I'm kind of glad you led into that because something that we've been looking at Avalon a lot and discussing recently is tip credits for tipped employees. And we feel that a lot of businesses aren't aware that these things
even
exist. But, you know, what it is basically if you're a tipped employee, you have to make enough tips to bring you up to minimum wage, okay? Mm-hmm. And if you don't, then the employer has to make up that difference, okay? So, but a lot of restaurant and employers don't know is they can file on their taxes to get that money back.
Hmm.
And Avalon,
so dollar for dollar,
dollar
too.
Dollar for wow. dollar back, and they're leaving this money on the table. Mm. Well, we've just recently, you know, we're looking at a program to help make that easier. For our restaurant clients that don't know, we can give that back to you during the course of the year. Like we'll front you that money during the course of the year, apply it directly to your invoices, kind of thing.
Nice.
And that's something that we've recently, you know, expanded our sales staff. That's something that they've, you know, asked us to look at, and we have. So. You know, if you've got questions about that as a restaurant owner or wonder how that works,
give us a call.
Give us a call later today, please. Mm-hmm. And we can, you know, explain to you a little bit more what that would look like for your business. But, you know, we're talking in some cases, this is a significant amount of money that you could almost immediately put back in your business. And Avalon can certainly help you with that. There are other tax credits. There's the Work Opportunity Training Credit. What this has been in place forever. Hmm. But again, a lot of employers don't know about it.
Yeah.
And Avalon has this set up. So when you hire someone, they call a number. It's very private. It's very confidential. They don't have to give you this information. And they answer certain questions. You know, are you currently receiving food stamps? Are you currently receiving Medicaid benefits? Is anyone in your household receiving these benefits? Have you been convicted of a felony? You know, there are lots of felony-friendly employers.
Mm-hmm.
But you can get tax credits for that. It's like you get a tax credit for bringing these people into the workforce and making them, you know, a productive member of society and gotcha. Helping take them off these government programs. You know, if you're willing to give these folks a chance, then the government's like, oh, hey, we'll give you some money back on
least likely to be a repeat offenders.
Right.
If they do
very that, much so. Least likely to be a repeat offender. If you can get them in a job where they're confident, they feel that they're making a difference and contributing, it's a good thing. Everybody, I think, for the most part, wants to feel that way. And the government's like, yeah, hey, bring them in, help these folks out, and we'll help you out. So we call it the WOTC credit. And again, if that's something that your business is not utilizing or you would like more information about, you know, let us know. And you can talk to Chip or Kirk in our office. They have lots of information on that and they can help you and, you know, see if we can get your business some money back.
Right.
We like money. We all like money.
Exactly. I like money. Speaking of money, how can Avalon HR help you actually maximize your profitability as a company? You're not just looking for ways that they can save money or not leave money on the table, but you can actually increase their profitability. How do you do that?
Time.
Time is probably the
number
one.
Time management is one of the most abused things in the workplace today.
Right.
And we, through our timekeeping systems, mm-hmm. through the way that we can account for time with the employees, can help save money on that end. And be more productive. The more productive that you are, the more widgets you can sell or create, and mm-hmm. that therefore you can be more profitable. And we have a lot of programs like that we can help the business owner out with.
Well, we can help control your work comp costs, your SUTA rate, your state unemployment tax rate,
all these things. I mean,
we are the employer of record, so that means all that stuff comes under a large group rating.
It's a big umbrella.
Yeah, mm-hmm. big umbrella. And it's not just you with zero experience. It's based off our experience. And we manage those things. Unemployment claims is a daily task. We fight every one that we can. on various bases. You know, we respond to them all. We give them all a shot. We fight all of them we can.
That's how you hurt your wrist. You're just in there just fighting.
Just fighting, punching just smacking these people. People in the head.
Legitimate claims we don't have a problem with, but when somebody is abusing the system, well, it abuses it for you and me and everybody else.
Right.
So
it's like insurance.
Right. And you know, we try to just manage these things, and it helps the employer out. It's just one less thing he's got to worry about or she's got to worry about. Mm-hmm. There again, I mean, we take all the fuss of what you're doing and we pile it on our shoulders and we take it.
We had a new client that I was talking to just this last week, and he's been the owner of the business has been doing their 401k, and he's been doing it, God love his heart, by a manual spreadsheet upload every week. And he said, "Stacy, if we come to you all, do I ever have to do this again?" No, sir. You will never have to spend another second of your life on that spreadsheet. Mm. I promise you that. And again, you know, that's just the relationships, the partners that, you know, a file feed, one, you have to have X number of people to get that to any business, you know, insurance, carrier, 401k, and two, it's costly. Oh my goodness, the cost to build a file feed can be thousands of dollars. Mm. So, you know, for his 11 people group, that's not a feasible expense.
Right.
So bless this man's heart, the owner of the business every week does a manual spreadsheet upload and hates it, hates every second of it. Nice. Well, we've got a large enough group and a first-in-class 401k provider. All of our stuff file feeds. I don't have to touch a manual spreadsheet. So that way there's no chance of human error. There's no chance of, like, if you have to do a missed payroll for someone, you know, they didn't get their sick pay or, you know, something, they didn't clock out one day and you totally missed it.
Right. That happens a lot.
It all gets captured through automatic file feed. Wow. So no errors. We handle the testing. You don't have to spend hours of your life at the end of the year doing the 401k testing yourself. We do it for you. Wow. And you'll only hear from me if there's a problem. I'll be like, "Hey, you know, we need to adjust this for next year." Mm-hmm. You get all that time back.
Right. And all that time could either be spent, you know, running your business or spending time with your family, you know, outside of work.
Payroll and all the payroll pieces, the pieces to doing payrolls, are non-productive functions in your business.
Right. They don't make you money.
Not at all.
So why are you sitting there worrying about all this and doing all this and trying to keep up with labor laws, trying to keep up with this, trying to keep up with that? Just one phone call to us, 850-475-1555, and ask myself or ask for Stacy, and we'll be more than happy to help you out and talk to you. And if you've got a new business you're trying to start and you're not really sure of the direction, please call. Just give us a shout out. We are always wanting to help people.
Right. And help employers. The customer service that actually the employees get, and let's talk about that a little bit, because if you are fortunate enough to where your employer has gone with Avalon HR, what are some of the benefits as an employee with Avalon HR as the employee of record or the employer of record?
Well, first of all, you get a 24-hour portal with access to all your pay information. You can change your tax information, withholding information at any time.
Download your W-2 at the end of the year.
W-2 anytime. Mm-hmm. Anytime you need it, it's produced electronically. It's stored there, so you don't ever have to worry about losing it or keeping up with it. When you call our office, someone will actually answer the phone. We bring, like I said, you know, solutions to businesses, 401ks, benefits, you know, dental, vision, accident, short-term disability, things that you could not get a rate on as a 10-person or less employer, but we can bring you in on a large group and get some rates that most people are like, "This is it? This is all this cost?" Yeah, that's it, you know.
Yep.
And we can help the, you know, if your employee feels that something is wrong, we can certainly talk through that with you and you know, make sure everybody's on the right page.
We right a lot of wrongs.
We do right a lot of wrongs.
AvalonHR.com. Go check it out. Give them a call, 475-1555. Chip and Stacy joining me in the studio this morning. We got Nadia, the intern, hanging out. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. Thank you so much for joining us. I always love having you guys on the show. It's always very informative.
We appreciate it.
Yeah,
really,
and there's just so much to this. And like you said, the laws and the rules are changing every single day. So
don't even try to keep up with it. Just give us a call, 475-1555, and we'll help you and walk you right through it.
Yes. Run your business and find that work-life balance with Avalon HR today. Chip and Stacy, thank you so much.
Thank
God
you.
Bless you for what you do, and we'll be right back with more Pensacola Expert Panel right after this.
Thanks.